I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله.
My dear viewers of I Love Islam, welcome back to our weekly program I Love Islam. Make sure you stay tuned, watch the program till the end. As always, we've got some exciting segments coming up. We have been joined by some special guests. They travel from where they travel from, we'll tell you shortly, inshallah. Well, alhamdulillah, we've got some kids who've joined us today, inshallah, azawajal. Without any delay, let's quickly go and see who has joined us today. MashaAllah, we'll start off this side. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, brother? Akum, you okay?
Alhamdulillah, how are you?
MashaAllah, subhanallah. Now, we've got a great panel today. MashaAllah, kids, they've got great talent and they're going to be reciting something as well, inshallah. But let's see who's next to you, brother Arkam. Oh, we've got a little Mamoon from Preston. Assalamu alaikum, Mamoon.
Wa alaikum assalam.
How are you doing?
Alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah. How old are you?
8 year old.
Which year are you in school?
Year 4.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Have you got an app that you want to read today as well? Wow, MashaAllah, MashaAllah. And next to Mamoon, we've got his elder brother, we've got his big brother here in the middle. It's Rabi' from Preston. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Hi, Rabi', you okay?
Alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah. Rabi', how old is he, old or baby?
Old.
He's old?
Yeah, he's old.
That's interesting. If he's old, what does that make you? Grand old. Well, we'll find out from your younger brother, the middle one. You've got, what is it? I forgot your name now. Irbaz. Oh, I was close. You have to give me 10 points for that, for getting close. How are you? Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
MashaAllah. Well, I bless you. So you're in the middle now. MashaAllah, all of you are 3 brothers. And you're in the middle. Can you make a decision? We're getting confused here. The more we're going towards our corner, we're getting stuck. Yeah? So, is Mamoon old or a baby? And if he's old, then what does that make Rabi? And what does it make you? Ooh. Can you be the decider then?
Mamoon's young and he's old.
And what? Okay, he's old then. Okay. How are you, old son? Baba son, Baba Ji. You're not 60? 65? 80? Well, your brother is saying you're old.
No, I'm 50 years younger than that.
50 years younger than that. MashaAllah. May Allah bless you all. I'm just trying to get a smile on the beautiful face here, MashaAllah. Can you tell us what you're doing here today? I know you're here in the program, but what made you come here? How did you come to Oldham? Why are you here? Anyone, any of you? Rabi's going to say. Can you share with the kids out there what you guys do in Oldham?
We came here and we stayed here. And
what were you doing here though? What was that? What's going on
here? It was like a tarbiyah session.
It's a tarbiyah session. Training session. Mm-hmm. And there's people from how many cities? Which cities have you met people that are here?
Blackburn.
Preston.
Rochdale.
Oldham.
Manchester.
Yeah, there was someone.
And Accrington.
Accrington as well, yes. Three of you do the homework now. Like, can you figure out any other city that someone's come here? You missed at least one. You missed two. Someone, whoever came here any part of the weekend.
Bradford.
Bradford? No.
Yeah, that was it.
Just now.
Oh, just now? They are from Bradford. That's near Bradford. That's Heckmondwike. I'll let you go. I'll let you off. Go on, Heckmondwike. Go on.
Is that Rotherham or something?
Rotherham as well, yes. Ooh, 8 different cities. Come on.
Who came from the farthest place? What's the farthest place someone came from?
London.
London. Slough. London, Slough. MashaAllah. 9. One more city. Come on. Can he get to 10? Give me 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3.
Scotland.
Scotland. Scotland? Yeah, there was someone from Scotland. There was someone here from Scotland as well. MashaAllah, 10. Come on, there was one more. Come on.
From Pakistan.
Pakistan?
Yes, someone came here from Pakistan.
Oh, yeah, someone else. Yeah, he just flew here yesterday, 2 days ago. Flight? And enjoyed his year. Well, he's from Preston, though. Come on, that's cheating. Come on. It starts with B.
Bolton
as well.
Birmingham. No, you already said, yeah. Birmingham.
Come on, one more quickly. Come on. We'll come Burnley. Bolton.
Burnley.
Can you say it loud?
Burnley.
Can you say it louder?
Burnley.
Come on, do all of you say it with one voice.
Burnley.
Is that one voice?
One voice.
Come on, 3, 2, 1.
Burnley.
Ooh, Burnley people, if you are watching, these kids remembered you the last. Ooh, that's not nice, is it? Ooh, they put you at the bottom of the list. Uh-oh. Now you have to go to Preston and deal with them yourself. Uh-oh. But let's leave it to Burnley people.
Yeah.
Let's leave it to them what they do with you guys.
Yeah.
Well, they have to come to Weekly Istima to find you, though. So if you want to find them, it's Thursday, 8 o'clock, Fazana Medina, Preston. Which road is it on?
Bench Road.
He's given the answer himself. No. He's going to get in trouble now. MashaAllah. May Allah bless you all. In older, we've got a Tarbiyah program, training session for those brothers, those people who are connected with Dawat Islami. They have different roles and responsibilities, right? Alhamdulillah, we've had a Tarbiyah program, a training session. And I want you to give us a bit of an insight to this about training. Why do people need to have training in life? Why is it important? And how does it help people? How does it help organizations and individuals, especially individuals, as like for a personal growth? How like food, for example. We eat food, don't we? To grow ourselves. Yeah. Similarly, training is something important as well.
Yes.
So I want you to tell us a bit more about training. Why do people do these trainings? And do they have to do them? What if they don't do them?
So training, first we have to think about what does training actually mean? Because it's a big word and lots of things are inside and people might not know what training means. Training means is simply learning how to do something. That you could read a book, you could read something, or somebody could show you how to do something. When you're shown how to do something or how you learn how to do something, that's what training is. And we've been having training from different people about how to do different works of Dawat Islami. So how to do different activities of Dawat Islami. Like we hear Dawat Islami as weekly ijtima, but how do you do different things inside the weekly ijtima, the different activities of Dawat Islami, how do you do them? That's what we've been learning. And the reason we learn and why it's important to learn is when you learn how to do something, then you can do it properly. You can do it in the best way. Sometimes we might want to do something, but without training, we might be doing it wrong. For example, we might be learning how to read a naat, but without training, we might be reading it wrong. We might be learning how to do a speech, but without training, we might be doing it wrong. We might be thinking we're doing something good, but without that training, we might end up doing something bad. So that's why we're here for that training, that we want to do something good, but we need to learn how to do it. So to make sure that we are doing it right, and if there's any weakness or wrong thing, that we can fix that.
So training is something that, you know, people benefit from and it helps them to become a better person.
Well, we do training in everything.
Do we?
Everything. Without thinking about it, you'll do it. For example, it's not a good example, but when kids are playing games, to get better at it, what do? They play more and more and more. What is that playing more and more, doing more and more? It's training. Anything that they want to do, they train to get better. And for
something simple as eating food.
Yes.
Yeah. If you look at us as a person, once upon a time, someone was a baby. Can you remember?
Somebody is still a baby.
Still a baby. So there's a time we didn't know how to eat. Can any of you guys remember, like, about yourself, like, there was a time that you couldn't eat? You can't remember. Yeah, that's how many decades have gone past. Like 50, 60 years have gone past. Like, you can't remember how small you were. Yeah? No. No, a lot of times you do, we can't remember. However, there was a time that we didn't know how to eat. Our mom and dad, if they put the food in front of us, we would not know how to eat. We wouldn't know, this is the roti and this is the salan, yeah, or this is the biryani and this is how you put it in your hands. We didn't know this. We didn't know what to eat. We didn't know what to eat and what not to eat. We didn't have that distinction. We didn't have that, we didn't know. We didn't know what's the difference. There was a time we didn't know, and our parents, they trained us. They taught us how to eat. They gave us small pieces of bread in our hands and they told us to put it in your mouth. And they helped us to practice. I don't know if you can remember. Can any of you guys remember when you were babies? Some people still are. Yeah, when you were a baby and someone was reminding you that you have to eat with your right hand. Can you remember? Yeah. Who can remember this? Okay. What were you eating? And how long has it been?
I think.
Can you remember any story, any incident that happened, that it was this occasion that someone told you to eat with the right hand?
It was drinking.
You were drinking something,
yeah.
And maybe you were too busy enjoying the drink and then you forgot, or it was left hand. Then who told you to eat with the right hand?
My parents.
Your parents. Yeah. Who else? Can Iribaz remember anything like that? Iribaz gone in a deep sleep mode. Gee. Mamu, can you remember? No. Are you sure?
It's when he had loads of sweets and he was trying to hide it from other people so he could have it quickly.
He was both hands. He wanted to finish the sweets off before Irbaz came. But that's true, isn't it? All of us. Let's be honest. There was a time we didn't know how to eat. Can you believe it? Something simple as eating, we didn't even know how to do it. But our parents taught us. And even like, bigger than this as well. We didn't know. Was the time that our parents, when we were really babies, tiny babies, kids can't wear clothes themselves. They can't clothe them. It's the parents who helped them, who taught them, who trained them. Although we didn't use like official training session, we didn't call, okay, kids, all the kids get together now. We're going to have a training session today. But they didn't have these titles. Well, that's what it was though. The process was training. It's amazing. It's beautiful, isn't it? So our parents are our trainers. You have one trainers that you put on the feet, don't you? Not them trainers, okay? The trainers who train you to become better people. So our parents trained us so many things. Subhanallah. What do you think? Can I want you to list some of the things. Parents, boys, pay attention here. I want you to list some of the things that parents train kids. And kids should be thankful for.
Tying shoelaces.
Tying shoelaces. Let's see how many we can count, okay? Go on, one.
Eating.
Eating. Two.
Drinking.
Drinking.
Wearing clothes.
Wearing clothes. There's something so obvious you've missed out.
Walking.
Walking, yes. What else?
Talking.
Talking. That's what I was looking for. Talking. We didn't even know how to talk. Can you remember that? None of us can remember it. Reality is we can't really remember that, yeah, because we've been talking so much we forgot about the life when we were not talking. Well, our parents trained us. You know, you speak your mother tongue, don't you? Some people speak Punjabi, Urdu, Chinese, German, Italian, you know, English, any other language that you speak. Yeah, you speak that language, Sindhi as well. Yeah, you speak that language because it's your parents. Parents spoke that language. That was the first language they spoke. And you learned that from them. You weren't born speaking Sindhi or Balochi or Hindi or Chinese or Arabic. Yeah, we weren't born speaking any of these languages. But our parents, you know, helped us so much. Helped us so much. And I think all of us, we should take a bit of a moment today and say thank you to our parents. Yeah, all of you who are watching the program today, let's go to our parents, those who are sitting here as well, we should go to our parents and we should say thank you to them. Those parents of yours, of those whose parents are alive, please go to them and say thank you for teaching us so many things in life. Our parents have taught us life skills. These things will remain with us the whole life. It was our parents who were our teachers. We didn't pay them. They taught us out of love. They wanted best for us. And now it's important for us to be thankful to them. And if there's anyone who's watching this program whose parent, one or both, are not alive, let's make dua for them as well. May Allah Ta'ala forgive them, give them high place in Jannah. May Allah Ta'ala give them peace in their grave. And may Allah Ta'ala make you the coolness of their eyes in the Akhirah, inshallah. May Allah make you the reason of for your parents to enter Jannah, inshallah. Inshallah. We should always make dua for our loved ones as well. But training is something that, you know, we underestimate. We don't realize. Yeah.
Without it, you can't get better.
You can't improve yourself. Yeah. Without training, boys, without training, you can't become Mr. PB. You have to guess who's Mr. PB. Whilst you guys are guessing, it's an Islamic word, okay? It's an English word, but it refers to Islamic something. Okay, Mr. PB. What that is, I'm going to come to you later on, inshallah. Who's going to read a kalam first? Come on, let's listen to a kalam. Should you listen to a kalam? Come on then, who's going to start off? Say, raise your hand. Come on then. It's Mr. Mamoon, baby Mamoon again. He's taking the lead. Oh, he's showing the boys today. Come on then. Come on, everyone. Whoever's watching the program, let us read through the Pak. Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulullah. Sallam alayka ya Habibullah.
Kya batao ke kya Madina. Kya batao ke kya Madina. Bas mera da Madina hai. Bas mera da Madina hai. Uth ke ja Madine wale par dil fida मदीने वाले पर दिल मुनव्वर मेरा मदीना है दिल मुनव्वर मेरा मदीना है क्या बताऊं कि क्या मदीना है बस मेरा मुद्दा
That was so nice. It was wonderful. Wow. Masha Allah. Can everyone else as well say Masha Allah? Masha Allah. May Allah Ta'ala bless you, protect you from evil eye. That was awesome. Wow. Well done. By the way, how long took you to practice this?
2 days.
Only 2 days? More than that. Only 2 days. Wow. May Allah bless you. Inshallah, Azawajal, shortly we'll be joined by 2 more kids who'll be sitting here in the panel as well, inshallah. So thank you, Mamoon and Arkambai as well, inshallah. And shortly, we'll get you released a little bit, inshallah. Today's going to be a day, inshallah, where we're going to get kids to decide. This is kids, it's kids' program. So there's certain topics that, you know, we would have covered today, but we're not going to do that. We're going to give kids more chance, inshallah, to recite, to perform. And we've got a big lineup today. So, inshallah, we're going to have kids reciting the kalams as well, inshallah. Which kalam are you going to recite?
Wah kya
judo karam hai. MashaAllah, that's a beautiful kalam. Who is it written by? Sayyidi?
Ala
Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. It's a beautiful kalam. And MashaAllah, Rabbi recites it excellent way as well, inshallah. So let's listen to him reciting Wah kya judo karam hai Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulullah Wasallam alayka ya Habibullah
Wah kya judo karam hai शहबत आ तेरा क्या जूं दो करम है शहबत आ तेरा नहीं सुनता ये नहीं बागने वाला तेरा वाह क्या जूदो करम है शरबत आ तेरा नहीं सुनता ही नहीं मांगने वाला तेरा नहीं सुनता दारे चलते हैं ताके वो है कतरा तेरा दारे चलते हैं ताके वो है कतरा तेरा तारे खिलते हैं सफा के वो है जरा तेरा तारे खिलते हैं सफा के वो है जरा तेरा माँ क्या जूदो करम है शहबत आ तेरा नहीं सुनता नहीं मांगने वाला तेरा मैं तो मालिक ही कहूँ
Beautiful kalam recited by Mr. Rabir. Mr. Rabir, how are you?
Alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah, it was good. Well recited. How long will it take you to learn this?
One day.
One day? Well, how many times have you practiced this overall, like up to now? How many times have you read this kalam?
I read it three times yesterday.
Can't be just three times.
Only yesterday.
Like before as well. You've been reading it before as well.
Yeah.
I'm talking about in the past. The last 50 odd years, how many times have you read this total? Like just roughly, how many times? Is it 20 times, 50 times, 100 times?
What is 20 it? 20 times.
At least 20 times.
At least 20 times.
MashaAllah. Well done. I think you probably did more than that.
Mm.
I think you practiced more
it's
than
recent.
That.
It's recent.
Because when the way you read it, it shows, MashaAllah, you got control. You started really well there. Well done, proud of you. MashaAllah, we're going to have kids reciting kalams today. This is kalam day today. It's a kalam day. They're going to be reading naats, inshallah. They're going to be performing, inshallah, azawajal. By the way, whilst we were listening to the beautiful recitation from Rabi, we've got two new guests who have joined us in the studio. Let's quickly go and see who has joined us today. It's Muhammad Farooq, all the way from Rotherham. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you doing, Farooq?
Alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen.
MashaAllah. Where are you from? Rotherham?
Yeah, Rotherham.
How far is that from here?
1 hour and 5 minutes.
1 hour 5 minutes? That's interesting. How many miles?
I don't know that.
Well, it depends.
Yeah.
It depends which path you choose. If you choose the snake path, yeah, through Sheffield side, then it takes, I think it's about 40 miles.
Yeah.
42 miles, something like this. And if you go from the motorway, I think it goes past 60 miles.
Yeah, I came from the motorway.
You came from the motorway. Yeah, it's probably more than 60 miles.
Yes. Yeah.
So what does that mean? Ooh, that's going to be interesting. That's going to be a little discussion we're going to have in a while, inshallah. Okay.
Okay.
There's someone right next to you. He's itching to say something. He can't control himself. No, he doesn't have a remote control.
You just go on button and it just turns on like a radio. Who's that little person? Oh, is Baba Ali back in the studio? Assalamu alaikum, Baba Ali.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you doing, sir?
Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal.
MashaAllah. Are you relieved now? You're talking?
Yes.
How do you feel when you want to speak, but you're not allowed to speak? Can you describe that feeling?
I really want to speak.
I want you to describe a bit more.
I don't know.
Like when you want to speak, but there's other people talking and you have to stay quiet. How do you feel?
I don't know.
You don't know? SubhanAllah. I think let's have another break again. Let's have another break. Let's listen to another kalam before we come back to... And no, hold on. Let me give you a challenge first. Ooh, when it comes to challenge, when that word comes in our mind, that reminds me of a few challenges that Mr. Ali has committed to and normally runs away from them. Oh, there's two ongoing challenges Ali is going through.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's two challenges. Can you please share them with us?
So, the first challenge was to read the full book. I didn't read the full book. I read 40 pages.
Wow, can you show the book again? Wow, what's this book called?
It's called...
Hey, you can't look at it. That was the whole challenge.
Sublime Biography of the Final Messenger of Allah. Sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa barik wa sallam.
But the whole point of it is that you don't see the title. But it's a Sira book. It's a beautiful book. So you read 40 pages.
Yeah, 40 pages.
Ali, well done.
And the Quran challenge, I read 2 supporters and 11 rukus. So I read 1 supporter from last week. I read 1 supporter more.
Like similar to how much you did in the whole month of Ramadan?
No, similar. In the whole month of Ramadan, I did like 10 supporters.
Did
10
you? Supporters.
Yes.
I can't remember that.
No,
you
I did.
2.5 spara.
I know, Zon. I remember
midway Ramadan, we had to review our challenge.
That was midway
Then we said
Ramadan.
You had to read up to 10 spara and you didn't complete it.
I almost completed it.
You didn't complete it though?
Almost.
Almost. Like and 9 I've done it. It's 2 different things.
Like 8 support or something like that.
Yeah, from 10 to 9, it's going to 8.
Okay,
after 8,
like
it's going to go to 7 and 6.
No.
Isn't it 5, 4, 3, 2, 1?
Mm. I remember it was about 8 and then you made me restore on the lesson program.
Did that make you?
Yeah.
You know why?
Why?
You deserved it. Anyway, let's get going.
I did not
let's
deserve it.
You deserve it. We have to make it fair with everyone.
How did you hold it?
We pressed the reset button. So it's fair on square.
Because you know Khalid that already said that I have to complete that start so I can do eight support. I can keep going from that.
You have to prove it.
Look in the e-special.
You need to show me.
Let's talk e-special.
Let's talk e-special. Can you please find that for me?
On Facebook.
And show me on
the
You need to show me. You need to show me that to prove it. If I'm going to go and find that clip, then that's me trying to prove it.
Yeah, but
you have to prove it.
But I don't
you
have to.
You have to
Facebook.
Find the episode. Let's talk Eid special and go. Find the episode and find that same statement that you're trying to say. And if you find that, then we'll discuss it. He's got another challenge now. He's only done 2 challenges. He's only got a 3rd challenge. He's digging a hole for himself. Ooh. Well done, though. You read 2.5 spot, I'm proud of you. Now we're going to move on to the next segment, which is called, Did You Know?
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam. 14.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Whilst we are making Ali away a bit more, yeah, let's go. We're discussing the segment. Did you know? Boys, you got a quiz here. Are you ready? Who's ready for the quiz? Okay, so what's the challenge?
I don't know.
Then wait, let me say it then. Okay, so you need to read out the challenge. Not read out the challenge. You need to guess what I'm thinking. Okay, I've thought of something. You need to guess. It's an Islamic thing, by the way. So I don't want you to say some funny things. It's an Islamic thing. And I can give you a clue. I can say yes or no. So rather than you going straight to that point, then you can talk about category of things. Is it a book, for example? I say yes or no.
Is it a book?
Is it hot or cold?
I can't say yes or no. You have to choose one.
Is it a Sahaba?
Is it a Sahabi? No.
Is it a person?
Is it a person? No.
Is it an angel?
Raise your hand, by the way. By the way, when you put your hand up, you don't raise your hand too high. Just up to your chest level, okay? Irbaz.
Is it an event?
Is it an event? I'll count that as yes.
Okay,
so I'll count it. I'll just to make it easy for you. It's not actually an event, but it's close. You can link it in a way. Come on.
Ali. UK level ishtima?
No.
Is it a book?
Is
it a book?
Is it a book? Can't believe it. You got that clue that I gave you. No.
Is it related to Dawat Islam?
Is it related to Dawat Islami? No. It's not Dawat Islami, is it relative.
Eid.
Is it Eid? No.
Is it about remembering something?
Is it about remembering something?
Yeah. Like learning it.
No. Okay. Look, so far you had one yes.
Is it about Hajj?
No.
Is it Qurbani?
Qurbani aayi hai. No.
First no.
Is it Hajj Tarbiyat?
Is it Hajj Tarbiyat? Wow, training of Hajj. No. Well, Hajj Tarbiyat can be done something.
That's a clue. Mahfil Medina.
Mahfil Medina. May Allah take you, Medina. Inshallah.
But that's related to Dawat Islam. Yeah.
Going to Medina?
No, he said Mahfil Medina.
Anyone can be doing Mahfil Medina. Dawat Islam does it in a unique way, but anyone can do Mahfil Medina.
A place and event.
It's not a place.
Date and event.
It's a date. It's close to date.
Give us a clue.
And it's close to event.
Clue, please.
Clue? Them two are the clues? The clue, next clue is it's not glue.
Oh, that's not a clue. That's not a clue.
It's one of something.
That's not a clue. One of something.
One in a million. Okay, let's see if you can guess that part then. It's not one in a million.
One in a billion.
Less than that. Less than that. Come on.
One in a three.
More than that.
One in a lifetime.
No.
More one in a thousand.
Oh, I know.
One in a thousand, less than that.
Weekly ishtima.
100.
One in a week.
1,000.
No. More than that.
100. One in less 100.
Say it slowly. Let me answer it as well. You choose one.
One in 100.
All of you say a number, okay? Let's see if you can guess that number. That will help you as well. So, one in?
100.
One in 100, less. Anyone else?
One in 10.
One in 10. Ooh, that's close. No. More.
No. One in 12.
One in?
12.
One in 12. That's the clue.
That's not a clue.
That's the clue. One in 12. No. Farooq was looking for.
12 dini kaam.
12 dini kaam? Yeah. Last time I checked, it's not a date.
Oh, yeah.
12.
Maybe in Preston.
12 months.
Close.
12 Islamic months.
Close.
12 months.
What? 12. That's not what, I didn't say that's the answer.
Ramadan.
12 months.
Ramadan.
No.
Rabbi
Awwal. Oh, can't believe it. You got that wrong again.
Is it Rabbi Awwal?
Is it Rabbi Awwal? No.
12 Rabbi Awwal.
Come on. The clue is, it's one less than 12.
11.
It's Dhul-Qa'da. The 11th month in the Islamic calendar. MashaAllah, well done. Okay, let's do it in order then. Let's see if you can tell us the name of the Islamic months. Okay, what's the first one?
I don't know.
Muharram.
Muharram. Second.
Safar.
Third.
Rabi'ul.
Yeah, Rabi'ul.
Rabi'ul.
Third, fourth.
Rabi'ul.
Fourth, fifth.
Jumad al-Ula.
Next.
Jumad al-Ukhra.
Rajab.
Sha'ban.
Ramadan.
Shawwal.
Dhul-Qa'da.
Hijab. These are the months of
Ramadan.
Islam. Subhanallah. Well done, boys. MashaAllah. Now we can take officially. We can take a little break now and listen to a kalam. Can I request Mr. Irbaz, Mr. Irbaz, to recite a kalam? Which kalam are you going to recite today?
Meri Ulfat.
Meri Ulfat. Oh, let's do a deal then. If you recite this, no one else can read that same kalam. They have to choose a different one. But everyone can join in though when you're reading it, okay? Okay? Are they allowed to join in? Can they join in?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you give permission? Are you sure?
Yeah.
He's 50-50. He wants all the swab himself. Are they allowed to join you?
Yeah.
Gosh, shukr. That was a hard one. Come on then.
حبيب الله میری الفت مدینے سے یوں ہی نہیں میرے آقا کا روزہ مدینے میں میری الفت مدینے سے یوں میرے آقا کا روزہ مدینے میں ہے میں مدینے کی جانب نہ کیسے کھینچوں میرا دین اور دنیا مدینے میں ہے عرش اعظم سے جس کی بڑی شان ہے روزائے مصطفیٰ جس کی پہچان ہے روزائے مصطفیٰ جس کی پہچان ہے جس کا ہم پلو کوئی محلہ نہیں جس کا ہم پلو کوئی محلہ نہیں ایک ایسا محلہ مدینے میں ہے پھر مجھے موت کا کوئی خطرہ نہ ہو موت کیا زندگی کی بھی پرواہ نہ ہو موت کیا زندگی کی بھی پرواہ نہ ہو کاش سرکار ایک بار مجھ سے کہیں کاش سرکار ایک بار مجھ سے کہیں اب تیرا جینا مرنا مدینے میں ہے اب تیرا جینا مرنا مدینے میں ہے میری الفت مدینے سے یوں ہی نہیں میرے آقا کا روزہ مدینے میں ہے
سبحان MashaAllah. That was a beautiful kalam, well recited by Irbaz. Well done, MashaAllah. Great work. Yeah. Keep reciting Nouns of the Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. MashaAllah. It was really nice. And we've got two more kids who are also going to be reciting. We've got a baby boy. We've got a baby boy and we've got a big boy. We've got two little boys who are going to be reading a kalam. Farooq, MashaAllah, you said last time you came here, you recited this kalam, didn't you? Yeah, Meri Ulfat. This time you got paper in your hand, kind of in your hand.
Yeah.
Which kalam is it?
Sabse
Ola Wala Hamara Nabi. Wow, that's a beautiful kalam. Sallallahu
Alaihi Wasallam.
وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله سب سيئة وآلهما يا نبي سب سيئة وآلهما يا نبي أبني مولا كبيرا ما نبي أبني مولا كبيرا سب سے اولا و اعلا ہمارا نبی سب سے بالا و اعلا ہمارا نبی بجھ گئی جس کے آگے سبھی مشعل شمع لے کر آیا ہمارا نبی خلق سے اولیاء اولیاء سے رسول اور رسول سے اعلیٰ ہمارا نبی سب سے اولیٰ اعلیٰ ہمارا نبی سب سے بالا اعلی ہمارا نبی کون دیتا ہے دینے کو مجھے دینے والا ہے سچا ہمارا نبی کیا خبر کتنے کھیلے چھپ گئے پر نہ ڈوبے نہ ڈوبا ہمارا نبی ملک کونین میں انبیاء تاجدار تاجداروں کا آقا ہمارا نبی سب سے ہمارا نبی سب سے بالا و اعلی ہمارا نبی سارے اونچوں میں اونچا سمجھ یہ جسے ہے اس اونچے سے اونچا ہمارا نبی سارے اچھوں سے اچھا سمجھیے جسے ہے اس اچھے سے اچھا ہمارا نبی غمز دو کو رضا مشتدی جل کی ہے بے قصو کا سہارا ہمارا نبی سب سے اعلیٰ اعلیٰ ہمارا نبی سب سے بالا اعلیٰ ہمارا نبی
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم. سبحان اللہ. Everyone say سبحان اللہ. ماشاء اللہ. That was a beautiful kalam, really well recited by Farooq. Proud of you, Farooq. Well done. ماشاء اللہ. That's really good. It looks like you put a lot of effort in this, haven't you?
Yeah.
ماشاء. I think last time when you read this to me, where was it?
You were We were going to Cumbria.
We were going to Cumbria and we were in the car, weren't we?
Yeah.
And I told you to read this kalam. And now, since then and now, big difference.
Yeah.
Well done. Proud of you. MashaAllah. Now, let's see. That's the next kalam that you're going to be learning. You need to start thinking about the next one.
I already know.
You already know a new one, the next one.
Yeah, I already wrote it down.
Have you wrote it down? Which one is it?
Bulal Opir.
Wow, well done. Inshallah, next time we listen to that one. Inshallah. Azza wa Jal. So without much delay, let's go to the next segment, which is Islamic Heroes.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
I'm going to think of a personality and I'm going to guess the name. Well, I'm going to guess the title of that personality. It should be a name. Should I give you the easy title?
Just give
a hard title.
Easy title.
Easy title. Come on then, I'll give you an easy title. First, obviously, you have to guess the personality. Okay. Then you have to guess the title I'm thinking about that person.
Okay.
So it's Islamic personality. Always is going to be human.
Is it human?
It's a like a religiously famous personality. Oh,
like, is it a Sahaba?
Is it a Sahabi? No.
Is it a Rasul?
It's not a Prophet of Allah, no.
Is it an angel? Is it related to a prophet?
Say that slowly, G.
Is it related to a prophet?
Is it related to the prophet? It's not a Sayyid, no.
Okay.
Is it a caliph or
something? No.
Or companion? Is it
Amir
al-Sunnat?
No.
Is it Ala Hazrat?
Is it?
Ala Hazrat.
It is Ala Hazrat.
Oh, it's Ala Hazrat.
It is Ala Hazrat, Imam. Ahmad Raza Khan, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. Today we read a few different kalams, didn't we? They were written by Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. Which kalams did we listen to today?
Sabse Ola Wala.
Last one.
That's Ala Hazrat.
Wah, kya ajood karam
hai.
No, Meri Ulfat.
That's a different one.
Kya batao ke kya
mati. That's a different one. So two kalams we read today, they were written by the great poet Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. Okay, then let's move on to the next segment, Sunnah and Manners.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Right, in this segment, Sunnah and Manners. We're going to do the same because times it's getting closer to the end now. So we're going to do the same thing. I'm going to think of one of the beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. And I want you to guess which sunnah that is. Ooh. Should I make it easy or hard first? I've not thought of it yet.
Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
What easy one?
Hard.
Yeah. Easy.
Going with hard.
Please, easy.
Hard. Someone said hard, someone said easy. Because let's do a vote.
Medium.
Let's do a vote. Medium.
Because...
Medium.
Both of you?
Medium.
Hard.
Hard. And you said hard as well?
Yeah.
Medium.
So two people said hard.
Medium.
No, one said medium, one said, so they got more votes.
Medium, I said, he said medium.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. No, you said easy.
No, but I changed.
You said easy, easy lemon squeezy. I heard that.
I changed it. So
I like Ali's style. He likes changing the answer when he hears other people giving answers. Yeah. That's not. You need to use your own brain.
I use my own brain.
Ali.
It's because
Allah's giving you a brain. So use it.
I don't want.
Come on then. Let me think that. Okay. Come on then. I've thought of one sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam.
Is it hard?
Ji?
Is it hard, medium, or
easy? It is challenging.
That's my answer.
It is challenging.
Is it to do?
It's something to do with daily part of daily life.
Whenever you do something, say Bismillah.
It's not that.
Is it to do with walking?
Ooh, you're on the right line now. You're on the right. That, if you ask them that type of question,
I got it.
No, it's nothing to do with the walking.
Traveling.
No, it's nothing to do with the walking. But the way you ask that question, is it to do with walking? Is it to do with this? So them type of questions might get you the answer.
Is it to do with
closer to the answer?
Is it?
No, it's not that.
Miswak.
Is it miswak? No.
Is it drinking water?
Is it drinking water? No.
Is it to do with eating or drinking? Is it to do with eating or drinking?
Is it to do with
salah? That's a close one. That's a close. Is it to do with eating and drinking? Yes.
Is it to do with salam? Mm.
You know, this salam.
It's to do with ta'am.
Salam.
It's to do with ta'am. What was the answer? What was the last question someone asked?
Is it to do with eating?
And what was the answer?
Yes.
Then why are you saying about salam then? That's what I said. Allah's given you a brain. So use it. Ji.
Is it sitting in the sunnah manner while sitting?
No.
Is it to eat with three fingers?
No.
Is it how you drink water?
Oh, can't believe it. No.
Eating and drinking with the right hand?
No.
Is it saying Bismillah before eating?
No. Come on, guys. Can't believe it. You're taking so long. You'll be here for years and years.
It's sunnah and manner, so is it to say thank you to the person who made you food?
Don't remind me about the food. No. It's a no. But I was going to give you a clue there, but I thought I'll make you wait.
Can you please give us a clue?
Is it seated, you eat and drink while sitting down?
I'm sure you said that 10 times. You said it before, haven't you?
No, I said that with...
It's not. You got one option. If you want to use this option, you got an option to give up.
No, give up.
Where wants to give up? Just say, I love Medina. That's a sign for us that you've given up.
I love Medina.
He's given up.
Jazakallah khair for the option.
Hold on. Next person. Anyone wants to take that option? I had to get the answer. Wait,
I'm brainstorming.
He's brainstorming. Hope it's not Winston. That's weird.
No.
Yeah. Come on, Farooq, what could it be? Most of you, the things you mentioned about eating, you were close from far.
Okay, what do you mean by that?
From the answer. You were very close from far from the answer. You were close from being far from the answer.
Okay, I get it. It's not standing up and eating a drink.
Is it saying Alhamdulillah?
Just have a guess now, come on. It's opposite to someone said about saying thank you.
Wait, it's a sunnah as well.
Opposite. No, wait. Is it finishing everything that's in
your plate? It's close to that. It's close. I don't know how you have to word it, but it's close. When you say thank you for nice food, it's like opposite of that.
Oh, jazakallah for
it. Is that opposite?
Doing everything yourself. That's not an attribute.
Help.
Look, when you say thank you, thank you for all that nice food you made. What's the opposite to this?
Not saying thank you.
Thanking Allah for it.
That's not opposite.
Okay.
What was
the key? I don't know where Baz get his ideas from. When kids don't like the food, what do? They make complain. So to not complain about the food is sunnah. To not complain about the food is sunnah. If you don't like something, don't say bad things about the food though. That's being disrespectful. Oh, we've learned something today, haven't we? Alhamdulillah. Who wanted a hard one? It was Irbaz's idea. It was Irbaz's idea. It's the corner man. The corner man you need to deal with. Yeah, he helped you with two clues last time. Yeah, but this time he threw you in the well this time.
Oh, damn.
Oh, it's time for us to take a leave now. Inshallah, Azawajal, we'll be back again next week, same time, same place. Only on
Madini channel.
I love Islam.